I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama spoke to congressional leaders of both parties today. He urged them, unsuccessfully, to find a way to extend the payroll tax cut that's due to expire on December 31st. It's the kind of news that might cause consumers to think twice before spending this holiday season. In a moment, we'll hear about the psychology of spending in times of economic crisis. First, though, we head to Spain, where spending cuts and high unemployment should make for a grim holiday shopping season. But it isn't, as The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
In his inaugural address, Prime Minister Rajoy tried to be optimistic, but he also warned citizens that tough sacrifices lie ahead. His administration, he said, has no choice but to slash government spending by more than $20 billion.
Señorías, ahora nos enfrentamos...
We are now confronted by a thankless task, he said. We're like those families who find themselves having to feed four people with only enough money for two.
Con el dinero de dos.
Dire words. The crisis is upon us, goes the mantra in Spain these days. 22% unemployment, a flat economy, soaring interest rates on government debt. And yet, on the street, you can't help but wonder if things are really that bad. At a local mall in Barcelona, holiday shoppers are out en masse. Santiago and Lourdes, a young couple pushing a baby carriage, are sort of like the family Rajoy alluded to. Lourdes has lost her job as a waitress, Santiago says, but I've still got my job as a security guard. We're subsisting on half of what we had, and this year we've made some sacrifices, but we're still spending on the things that count. This holiday season, what counts are presents. Shopping bags hang from Lourdes' and Santiago's hands and from the handles of their baby carriage. So how exactly is this crisis affecting this young family? Santiago says, we go out to dinner less. Instead of going to restaurants, we now gather at friends' houses. So there you have it. As world financial markets batter Spain with unsustainable interest rates, as the government slashes spending, as the press reports that businesses are making contingency plans in case the euro currency collapses, this hard-hit couple cuts out the occasional restaurant meal. If something doesn't square for you here, you're not alone. Xavier Olivet is an economist at the IESE Business School in Barcelona. He says this disconnect between macroeconomic gloom and micro street-level reality is pervasive. While it's true, he says, that 5 million Spaniards are unemployed, the rest are still working and spending.
The shop owners, they will immediately tell you, well, shopping is lower than last year, and these will go to the press, you know. But the shopman says, the year is okay, and they say, yes, we did a very good year. So they are not closing down everybody now. A lot of people are doing well.
Olivier says what's often lost in the way we discuss this crisis is context. Spaniards may be spending less today, he says, but in recent years they've been spending and earning more than ever. So he says when stores report that sales are off, they may very well be off from record highs. That's the case at Ulanka, a shoe store here in the mall. Manager Asai Juan says people are more concerned with prices this year compared to last, but that sales aren't off by much. Big malls like this don't tell the whole story, of course. Small, independent shops have suffered more in this crisis than the retail chains. But economist Xavier Olivet says the crisis has given them a much-needed kick in the pants. The ones that survive, he says, must find ways to stand out.
In business schools, we've been selling these ideas for centuries, and nobody believed us until today. The crisis is a time for innovation. It's to recreate your company. You have to re-engineering. How can I help my clients? How can I help them? And do it in a way that they notice that I help them.
Olivier cites as a model the Apple Store, where you can ask questions, take classes, and most importantly, touch the products. A decidedly smaller store in Barcelona uses that same technique. When you walk into the RC Technique hobby shop, you see stacks of remote control cars, planes, and set out on the counter, model helicopters. They let you fly them.
En la tienda física va incluso mejor que el año pasado.
Manager José Boyo says sales this year are better than last. He says they're bringing people in by offering sales prices before Christmas instead of afterwards, like most stores do, and they let people fly the birds. The new Spanish government hopes to help small businesses like RC Technique by lowering taxes and making it easier to hire and fire employees. But those reforms won't be in place until the next holiday season. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.